Restaurants. You can now sit inside restaurants. Let's check in with our old buddy who owns Peace Pizza at the corner of North and Damon. It is Bill Jacobs. How are you, brother?
Hey, good, Pete. How you doing?
Are you happy about baseball? No one loves baseball more than this guy, folks.
Oh, am I happy about the season? Yes, I'm happy about that. It's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds.
Yes, definitely so. So tell me about last night. Did you get a good crowd in there? What was it like?
It was a very good crowd. But with that said, you know, we're at 25% capacity, which amounts to 74 people.
Okay.
So with that said, we remove tables, remove seats, and people are spaced out. So it's not like the old typical piece where, you know, it's elbow to elbow at the bar and people can't even stand at the bar now. So,
right.
You know, people are safely distanced and, you know, it's good. And we had a good night and we've started taking reservations, which is something we've never done before.
No, you guys have never done that. I mean, paint a picture for people. Peace Pizza is this enormous place at North and Damon. How many can it seat in a normal, when you have the tables around, when it's a normal time?
Yeah, it's about 295.
So 295, so 74 people, you're topped out, and you can't put anyone at the bar. Are they ever going to open that up where you can go to the bar and sit and have a beer?
Well, you can, actually. You can see people at the bar, but you have to have 6 feet in between parties at the bar.
Okay.
So if you have two or four people at the bar, then the next space has to be 6 feet over. So it will be over, but you can't. You can't stand waiting for your drink at the bar. That's not happening.
Got you. How weird has this been for you? I mean, we've talked a few times during the pandemic where you closed down for a while and then you went to delivery and carry out only. Now you can have people in the restaurant. It's just been crazy, hasn't it?
Oh, it's, you know, I mean, how many pandemics have you lived through? I mean, we're living in unprecedented times, and you know, we're learning and we're adjusting, we're changing almost daily, you know, and it's something that we have to do. And I've taken a conservative approach. I appreciate the approach that both our governor and our mayor have taken. And, you know, they're making decisions based on the data. And I support that.
Well, you know, you look at Texas and say, okay, maybe it was a good idea that we slowly rolled this out, because I feel like these states like Florida and Texas opened things up right away, and look what's happening. They're getting a spike.
Exactly. So we put procedures in place at the restaurant. You know, anyone entering the restaurant has to be wearing a mask, obviously.
Right.
And if they're traveling to their seat, or from their seat to the bathroom, they have to be wearing a mask. And our people are in PPE with masks and gloves and shields,
mm-hmm.
You know, making sure that it's as safe as it possibly can be. And we're also using disposable materials. So, you know, the menus are disposable, the plates, the forks and knives, utensils, napkins are all, you know, they're all getting tossed.
And, you know, that's got to be an added expense for you, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're losing.
I mean, I was just talking. We're on our second day of this and our second day of printing menus at Kinko's, and it's expensive. Now we're working towards QR codes where you can pull the menu up on your phone. So
yeah.
That'll eliminate, you know, printing expenses. But yeah, I mean, this is, you know, the costs are skyrocketing, and you know, it's a concern, but you know, we're happy to be open.
Yeah.
At all, we're happy to be open at 25%, and hopefully that'll improve.
We're talking to Bill Jacobs from Peace Pizza at North and Damon. You know, I try to explain to people that complain about wearing masks. Here's the deal. We were all grounded for 3 months during the pandemic. We couldn't leave because we didn't want to spread this thing. So don't ruin it now. Continue to wear your masks. And hopefully down the road, this thing will finally go away. We all hate wearing masks, but we don't want it to spread anymore.
Without question. I mean, who likes to wear a mask?
Nobody.
Oh, that's a really cool mask, right? Yesterday,
yeah.
Our first customer came in, and she was wearing the Rolling Stones tongue as her mask.
I have one of those.
Fantastic. It's great. It's the best mask. But to your point, Pete, no one enjoys wearing a mask.
No,
it's not
don't.
Pleasant. But we have to be safe. We have to be careful, and we have to get through this.
Yes. And Bill, explain to people, once you sit at your table, you can take off the mask and have conversation with the people in your party. But if you get up and go to the bathroom, you have to put the mask on.
That's exactly right. And we that is for the safety of our customers. It's the, for the safety of our people.
Yeah.
And we can't take chances, and we're not going to.
Right. So what's the outlook the next few weeks? What have you heard? When is phase five? We're in phase four now, which started yesterday. What does phase five mean for a restaurant owner?
Well, I you know, that's a very good question. Does it go, I think it goes to 50%.
Does
you
it?
Know, again, a lot of this stuff is, there's so much uncertainty out there. I need a chart too. You know, we didn't know that this was going to happen until a week ago that we were going to be able to open.
Yeah.
And it's all, again, it's driven by data, it's driven by science, and that is the right approach.
Have you seated people outside on the sidewalk out there, or no? Or you can put them in the front window with the window open?
Yes, we put them in the front window with the window open. We don't have the space outside
right.
To have a cafe, unfortunately. But I'll tell you this, I'm glad I didn't have a cafe last night during that monsoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine people in those cafes?
Well, there was...
At that time, that's just crazy.
You know, at Russian State, right downtown, they have the tables in the middle of the street, and that rain came in, and people just started running. I was down at Lux Bar last night, and they were just taking off, sprinting.
Yes, I'm not surprised. It was crazy.
And, Bill, one of the great things that we've seen with the pandemic is people are going out to support their local restaurants. I mean, you have a pretty tight community in Wicker Park, and I'm sure your neighbors are showing up.
Oh, absolutely. And the outpouring of support has been, it's been incredible. And this is what we do as a community. We support each other.
Yeah.
And we help each other. And we had a GoFundMe page for our employees, and people gave money, and people have contacted me to find out how we're doing, how I'm doing personally. And, you know, it's brought people closer.
Mm-hmm. Which is great. I like to see that, because everybody is so angry right now when they talk politics. It's like, okay, let's take a step back. Remember, we're all on the same team here. We want to get to the finish line together. Just remember
exactly.
That.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah, there's so much divisiveness out there these days. And, you know, we have to be a community. And we are, to your point, we are all in this together.
Right. And Cheap Trick is not touring right now. Are we going to see Rick Nielsen at Peace Pizza? Is he going to stop by?
I'm sure we're going to see Rick, and I'm in touch with Rick all the time. You know, he and Dax, his son, the drummer for Cheap Trick, a bunch of people did the Hot Stove event Thursday night. You know, the Hot Stove event, Theo's charitable event with Jason Arducci and a whole bunch of other great musicians, and it was raising money for Theo's charity.
Right. That's the great, again, that's another great thing that you see. There's so much charity work and events like that happening online, which I love. It's good stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really wonderful.
It's good to talk to you, man. I'm glad you're finally open. I'll bring the family around. You know, we've been doing delivery, and you always coach me. If you're gonna get Peace Pizza, once you get it at your house, make sure you put it back in the oven for a few minutes.
Absolutely. Crank up that oven. Get nice and hot. Put that in there for a few minutes.
Of course.
Thanks for everything, buddy.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is Bill Jacobs over at Peace Pizza. And those are, you know, it's the local restaurants. We got to get out there. And there's restaurants in your neighborhood that need your support. I know you're a little paranoid. And if you don't feel comfortable, don't do it. But if you do, you know, wear the proper attire, like the masks, and go out and support.